The economics on defense, culture on offense approach remained an important tactic for Hitler even after his consolidation of power. For example, in 1938, when he realized that the Nazi cultural agenda was starting to alienate significant segments of the population, he explained in a speech, "National Socialism is a cool, reality-based doctrine based upon the sharpest scientific knowledge and its mental expression. As we have opened the people's heart to this doctrine, and as we continue to do so at the present, we have no desire to instill in the people a mysticism that lies outside the purpose and goals of our doctrine." Such language should be familiar to liberals who like to call themselves members of the reality-based community. There is simply no denying that liberalism is deeply committed to the creation and imposition of culture. Indeed, it's transparently obvious that liberals care primarily about culture. During the 1990s, for example, liberalism dove headlong into the culture formation business, from Hillary Clinton's politics of meaning to the gender norming of college sports, to gays in the military, to the war on smoking. In 2007, to pick an offbeat recent example, a progressive child care center in Seattle banned Legos because the children were building their assumptions about ownership and the social power it conveys, assumptions that mirrored those of a class-based capitalist society, a society that we teachers believe to be unjust and oppressive. In response, they created a playtime that reflected the morally superior standards of collectivity. The simple fact of the matter is this: liberals are the aggressors in the culture wars. Why this should seem a controversial point is somewhat baffling. It is manifestly clear that traditionalists are defending their way of life against the so-called forces of progress. When feminist groups finally persuaded the courts to force the Virginia Military Institute to accept women, who was the aggressor? Whose values were being imposed? Which side's activists boast of being agents of change? My point is not that the forces of change are always wrong, far from it. My point is that the left is dishonest when it pretends that it is not in the business of imposing its values on others. We've discussed how in the 1950s, the left updated the traditional Marxist critique of capitalism by arguing that fascist reaction was really a psychological response to progress. Whereas once the left argued that fascism was the political reaction of economic ruling classes against the revolutionary workers, now fascism is expressed as one of many phobias or simply rage aimed at the advancement of certain groups and causes. These rages and phobias are felt almost exclusively by white male heterosexuals and the women who love them, the scions of those evil dead white European males.